Hello and welcome to Write Your New Story, Live Your Best Life. I'm so glad that you're committed to living a deeply fulfilled life and that you've chosen to be supported in moving forward. The material in this course has been evolving over several years as I've worked with the understanding of the power of our thoughts and language to shape our experience in my life and in the lives of my clients. What I've learned is that we do live into the stories we tell. The stories we tell about who we are and what's possible for us. Much of the time, though, we're living into stories that were formed without our full conscious awareness. This happens because as we live our lives, we automatically form conclusions about our experiences as we go, and those conclusions become the stories we live into, stories about ourselves and what we can and can't create. The good news is, with a little effort and practice, you can change your story and therefore change your experience. I refer to this as creating your transition story or your now story, the story that establishes your creative power now, in this moment, and takes you from where you are to where you want to be. And I developed this course to show you how to create and live into your new now story, one that's created consciously and lovingly. You know, it's so common for people to hear concepts such as you live into the stories you tell, and to recognize at an intuitive level that it's true, but they don't take the time to reflect on how it may be showing up in their lives, and they don't take the time to explore how to use their newfound awareness to make changes. As you listen to these audio recordings and work through the exercises, you'll be creating the time and space to do exactly that. I encourage people to do the exercises in writing because the process of writing literally helps you embody what you're writing more fully, much more so than if you're just thinking about your new story. Plus, you can't write as quickly as you can think, so writing your responses to the questions I'll give you will help you slow down and feel your way through. Developing this felt sense is essential. Even though you'll be writing your new story, this isn't a cognitive process. It's actually an intuitive one. The writing helps you clarify and reinforce your deep inner knowing. You don't need to be an experienced writer or even to like writing. Interestingly, it's often the people that have never kept a journal who find the writing most helpful. The amount of writing you'll be doing is as much or as little as you need. This is not about quantity of words. It's about the quality of what you're writing, how it makes you feel. You'll be prompted to pause the audio recordings at various points throughout the series so you can take uninterrupted time to complete the writing exercises. There are four audio recordings in this course. In the first audio, I'll explain the concepts and framework for the overall process of creating a new story, and I'll walk you through a series of questions that are designed to help you first rewrite the story of your past. The purpose of rewriting your past is to free you from self-limiting conclusions you may have drawn about what's possible for you based on the life you've lived so far. In the second audio, I'll walk you through a series of questions that are designed to help you create a new story for your present and future. The questions that we'll review in both audios, as well as examples of new stories, are provided in the PDF files on the homepage of this course. Of course, you're free to open those files at any time, but you'll get the most from the course if you listen to the audios first and then review the questions in each file when prompted. The third audio will introduce you to practices that help you bring your new story to life, taking it off the page and bringing it into your experience. Many people see their dreams for the future as far off in the distance, possibly unreachable. Your new story will help you see your desired future as a natural evolution of your past and present, and the practices will help you feel the reality of that. There is a fourth audio in this course, a self-forgiveness meditation, which I'll tell you more about a little later. After listening to the first and second audios, be sure to set aside time for exploring the questions and creating your new stories. Please don't rush through this or turn it into an intellectual exercise. As I said, this is a creative, intuitive process that will yield the best results if you take your time with it and feel your way through. I'll mention this again later in the course, but remember that as a part of your investment in this class, you are entitled to a 15% discount on a private coaching session with me. A lot of people want and welcome the additional focus, clarity, and support that a private session provides. It can help you go more deeply into the material and create a truly authentic and powerful story. So keep that in mind as you move through this course. Additional affordable support is available. I want you to walk away after finishing this course with literally your new story, one that genuinely supports you in creating a life you love. So let's get started. We'll begin by briefly acknowledging the foundational element that gives our stories creative power, which is this. Everything in our lived experience is energy, vibration, including our thoughts and language. That is why stories can affect our circumstances, because energy has certain properties that are true for both physical and non-physical expressions of energy. Even what we perceive as solid matter is energy that is almost non-physical, vibrating in a particular way that we detect through our senses as solid. One of those properties of energy is harmonic induction, which is demonstrated when you strike a tuning fork and other tuning forks begin vibrating with it. This is also known as entrainment. Think of that vibration as a channel or a TV station. And then think of your attention, your focus, as the tuner. It determines which channel you're on. So as you focus your attention on particular thoughts and language, you resonate with their frequency, which means that you recognize and attract other thoughts and circumstances that vibrate with it. And on a more immediately practical level, you also act according to your thoughts and beliefs. If you don't believe something to be true, you won't act on it. So your thoughts and language affect your choices to act, and they also affect your ability to recognize and attract opportunities. What you focus on is what expands in your life. When you consciously create a new story of who you are and what's possible for you, and you feel your way through so it feels authentic, you're literally shifting your focus, and therefore your vibration, in a way that makes it possible to create what you want. You live from and into your new story. Of course, if we could live completely in the present moment, fully open to divine guidance and unencumbered by fears or judgments or thoughts of limitation, we wouldn't need to rewrite any stories. Our natural state of being, which is loving and creative, would simply be expressing itself moment to moment. But in general, our human minds like to create stories, so we serve ourselves best by learning to create them from a more loving and empowering place than our usual stance of self-doubt and self-judgment. Let's dive in. First, just to be clear, when I say story, I'm talking about the conclusions, the interpretations, and the assumptions you make about who you are, how life works, and what's possible for you. Many of those conclusions were formed years ago, and you're still carrying them around. Anything from, I'm not good at math, to, I make bad decisions, to, life is hard. You get the idea. Here's the good news about that. The only reason your past continues to affect your present and your assumed future is that you're vibrating it now. In other words, you drew conclusions then, and those conclusions are active now as vibrations. So your point of power is now. You can affect your vibration now. You don't need to go back and change circumstances. You just need to change your story. In this course, we'll explore two main elements of the story of you, the story you're still carrying about your past, and the ongoing thoughts you hold day in and day out about your present and future. Let's start with the story of your past. I'll share a personal example to give you an idea of how I've rewritten my story. I spent many years in the corporate world, climbing the career ladder to positions of increasing responsibility. I was aiming for a cultural definition of success, a high-level position with lots of authority, a juicy paycheck, and tons of perks and bonuses. Everything was working according to plan. I kept getting promoted, and in fact, I was considered executive high potential in my company's succession planning process. But I never reached that potential. The closer I got to the high-level positions I had convinced myself I should want, the less content I became. I realized I had no genuine desire to do those kinds of jobs. In fact, they seemed distasteful to me. So I started making sideways career moves, going into positions that seemed more aligned with what I wanted rather than just chasing the next higher rung on the ladder. And ultimately, I moved from finance to human resources because I thought that I could help more people directly in an HR position. But to make a long story short, it didn't work. I remained mostly dissatisfied with corporate work and began recognizing a deeper longing to do work that was far, far different than strategic planning and financial analysis. So I began a voyage of discovery, starting with my enrollment in the Barbara Brennan School of Healing while still working full-time at my corporate job. This voyage has taken me from energy healer to life coach to teacher and writer, with each phase reflecting more and more of my genuine longings. Yet part of me still judged myself for failing to live up to my so-called executive high potential. After all, I'd spent 4 years in college getting 2 degrees in accounting and economics so I could succeed in the corporate world, not to mention the 20 years I spent in the corporate world. And I had succeeded to a point, but not to that ultimate point of having an executive-level job in a large corporation. Part of me felt I'd bailed out too soon, that I'd failed because I didn't really have what it takes. It took a while for me to realize that I couldn't live fully in the new life I had created as a teacher and mentor, with part of me believing that I was a failure. So I reached for the deeper truth of my life, one that arises from love rather than judgment. I saw that my willingness to honor my dissatisfaction with the corporate world took courage, given all I had invested in it. I recognized that my refusal to keep forcing myself to align with values that weren't mine was an act of integrity. And I realized that my commitment to learning how to recognize, honor, and act on my own inner guidance was a vow to develop a life-changing relationship with the divine. My discontent and my unwillingness to keep pushing myself up that ladder, they weren't evidence of character flaws. They were evidence that my inner guidance system was working. They wanted to get my attention and help me understand that I needed to make changes so I could grow and evolve into my true self. So that's how I've rewritten the story of my past, from one of failure and not having what it takes, to one of courage and integrity and an ever-deepening relationship with the divine. Take a few minutes right now to jot down memories or conclusions you've made about yourself from your past experiences that you know aren't serving you. It could be things such as, I'm no good with money, or I always end up picking the wrong person in relationships, or I should have gone to college, or I don't have what it takes, or I wasted so much time on this or that. You get the idea. To make this a bit easier, you might want to focus on one area of your life, such as career or relationships or money. You can always go back to the others and create new stories about them too. Pause the audio now to give yourself time to consider the story of your past the way you usually tell it, including the conclusions you've drawn about yourself that are judgmental, unkind, or limiting. Welcome back. Now that you've spent some time considering your past and identifying some of the conclusions you've drawn about yourself, it's time to shift your perspective and create a new story about it. So go ahead and open the first PDF file, Questions to Help You Rewrite Your Past. These questions are designed to help you see your past through the eyes of love, so you can bring all of what is inspired and loving and empowering about your past into your present and future. To support you in feeling the heartfelt intention within these questions, I'll read them with you now. After reading through them once together, I'll ask you to pause the audio so you can spend time reflecting on them in depth one at a time. The questions are written in the first person so that as you read them and ask them of yourself, you're practicing how to speak to yourself with love and respect. We'll start at the top with a question to challenge the tendency we all have to look for what is wrong with us. Here we go. What if what I thought was wrong with me is actually a key to something unique and special about me? What interests, dreams, passions, or talents have shown up time and again in my life? How might my experiences have helped me recognize or develop them? With regard to painful experiences you've had, ask, what desirable qualities did I develop in those experiences? What did I learn about who I really am and what I want in my heart of hearts? With respect to negative patterns, ask yourself, is it really true that I'm repeating the same exact experience? Or might there be shifts I've made each time that I didn't take the time to notice? With respect to choices you made that you still regret or feel guilty about, complete this sentence with simple, basic language. I was afraid if I did or didn't do something, then something unwanted would happen. Here's an example. I was afraid if I didn't major in accounting or something sensible, my father would be furious with me and wouldn't pay for my education. You're completing the sentence, I was afraid that if I did or didn't do this thing, then something unwanted would happen. After you've taken the time to get to the essence of your fear by completing the sentence for yourself, pause to breathe and feel your feelings and then ask, can I bring compassion to that part of me who was so scared? Can I see how I've grown beyond that fear and possibly because of it? And one final question. Looking at the arc of my life as a whole, through the eyes of love, what could be the overarching theme? What might I be cultivating at deeper and deeper levels? It could be something such as freedom, creativity, or self-trust. After reflecting on these questions, write a short paragraph to summarize the essence of your past as seen and understood through the eyes of love. Here is an example to get you started. I see now that I have been persistent in wanting to make a contribution and live a deeply fulfilled life. I've never totally given up on my dreams, even though I took some detours. My desire for fulfillment has been my impetus for growth and evolution. I've developed so much more compassion for myself than I ever thought was possible. And in doing that, I've been able to help others do the same. I've been courageous in facing my fears and learning to move through them. I feel the themes of my life are freedom, self-trust, and self-love. Bring a sincere intention to literally see yourself differently. This is not about reframing. It's about recognizing the deeper truth of who you are. Be focused and thoughtful and committed as you move through this, but don't turn it into a serious intellectual project. Feel your way through it. Respond to those questions in ways that are both loving and authentic for you. Pause the audio now to give yourself time to reflect on and respond to these questions. Welcome back. I hope you can already sense a shift in how you feel about yourself after exploring the questions and writing a new story about your past. Before we move on to creating a new story about your present and future, I want to call your attention to the questions you just explored with respect to anything in your past you may still regret or feel guilty about. If responding to the questions and rewriting your story didn't help you shift those feelings, now would be the time to listen to the self-forgiveness meditation, which is recorded in a separate audio file you can find on the homepage of this course. I included the meditation to help you drop out of your head and into your heart, where true forgiveness lives. Before you listen to it, have in your mind a particular experience or pattern of experiences that you feel ready to forgive yourself for. Let me take a moment now, though, to clarify what I mean by that. Choose something that, when you look back on it, you wish you had chosen differently. When you hold that awareness, I would choose differently today in a consciousness of love, what you feel is compassion for yourself. When you hold that awareness in a consciousness of judgment, you feel guilt or regret. The purpose of the meditation is to help you shift from judgment to love so that you can begin to experience compassion toward yourself rather than regret. The reason I wanted to be clear is that what you're bringing to this meditation is something you would choose differently today is that the first time I led this meditation in a live class, one of the women chose, as her specific experience, the conversation she just had with her boss when she resigned from her job. Working for him had been difficult and painful, and moving on to a job where she felt respected and appreciated was the best thing she could have done for herself. Still, when she gave notice of her leaving, her boss did not respond in a mature, respectful way. The conversation was as painful as working for him had always been, and she felt badly about that. She felt guilty, as if she had done something wrong in choosing to leave. But that guilt was misplaced. It came from the part of her who, in fear, had held her hostage to that job all along, thinking it was all she could get and not realizing she was worthy of being treated fairly. She didn't need to forgive herself for finding a new job. she needed to support and respect herself for having made such a life-affirming choice. The decision to leave the job was absolutely right for her, and she would make the same choice today. So again, there was nothing to forgive. The guilt she felt was about upsetting her boss, and it reflected her old pattern. It wasn't regret over making a choice that didn't honor her. Part of her journey is learning how to honor herself and take responsibility for her own feelings and allow others to take responsibility for theirs. She wasn't responsible for her boss's reaction. She was only responsible for communicating her truth in a clear, honest, and respectful way, which she had done. So if there's something in your past that you still have feelings of guilt or regret about, check to see if the feelings reflect the fact that you wish you had made a different choice or you wish that someone else had reacted differently. You can't change how others reacted, but you can shift how you feel about the choices you've made for yourself. If you'd like to experience a self-forgiveness meditation, and I highly recommend that you do, now is the perfect time to listen to it. The runtime for the meditation is just over 12 minutes. Of course, you can listen to it at any time and any number of times. Let it support you in releasing the self-judgment that may be keeping you from moving forward with peace of mind. After you've listened to the self-forgiveness meditation, you might want to take another look at the revised story of your past that you wrote and see if you want to modify it to reflect your deeper level of compassion for yourself. Whether or not you choose to listen to the self-forgiveness meditation, we are now at the end of the first audio on rewriting the story of your past. Take a moment now to acknowledge yourself for investing your time and attention in such a self-respecting way. And when you're ready to write a new story for your present and future, move on to the audio which is called Write a New Story of You.